Okay, today's daf is daf chaf. So let's start at the very, very top. The first word, the Gemara asks, Meisiv Rav Hoshaya. So Rav Hoshaya is about to ask a question on the sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who holds that when it comes to Misasik, B'Shabbos, even though he said Misasik by Arayos and Misasik by Chalavim, one's Chayiv Shekeinene, when it comes to Misasik B'Shabbos, Shmuel says one's Pater because Machsheves Aser Torah, you have to have a Machshava, and since Misasik doesn't have Machshava, so Misasik on Shabbos is Pater. He says everyone holds a Misasik B'Shabbos is Pater. So Rav Hoshaya challenges this and says, Meisiv Rav Hoshaya, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, if you remember from the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Rabbi Shimon Omim, Lo Nechlok, we had a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, about the awareness of a chayv, whether you're chayv, if a person knows he did an iser but wasn't sure if it was chaylev or his nosar, Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayv, even though you don't know which chayv, and Rabbi Yeshua says you're patent until you know which specific chayv you did. So on that, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Rabbi Shimon Omim, Lo Nechloku, they don't argue al davar shu mishem echad. If it's a one shame shu chayv, if it's an iser of cutting off, let's say, figs, and he wasn't sure if he cut off from this fig tree or that fig tree, but it was certainly a fig tree, so that everyone agrees b'shem echad that you are chayv echatas, even Rabbi Yeshua. So ella al mal nechlaku, what are they arguing about? They explain al davar shu mishem shnei shemos, if it's something that's two shemos, two different inanim, which means figs and grapes. He wasn't sure figs, wasn't sure grapes, and those are two shemos. So that's where Rabbi Yeshua says you're pater, because since you don't know which particular item was cut on Shabbos, you're pater. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayv chatas, Rabbi Yeshua pater. So that's all the understanding of Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon of the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda, how does he qualify that machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Yehuda, my kamar, what's his understanding of this machlokas? The pligi miniskavin lelakid anavim v'likid tainim. The guy had kavana to pick grapes, but he ended up picking figs. Or shcharos v'likid levanos. Anavim tainim, shcharos levanos. Mind you, what in essence Rabbi Yehuda, how he explains machlokas, that's in essence shnei shemos. He's saying the only time you're chayiv, the only time there's a machlokas is when there are two different items, anavim versus teinim, black versus white. Isn't that the same thing? Hainu Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. The way Rabbi Yehuda understands the machlokas is the same exact way how Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon himself explain the machlokas. So Rabbi Yehuda, my asa lashmirin, and what's he coming to teach us that we don't already know? That's the question of the Gemara. So Elalav, is it not telling us that there's a nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda's understanding and the understanding of Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, which is what? Elalav misasik ikibanayu. That the nafkamina between the two of them is misasik. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, although he sounds like he's saying the same thing as Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, really Rabbi Yehuda savar misasik chayiv on Shabbos, and Rabbi Shimon Shizuri savri misasik is pater. So what comes out from this understanding, says Rav Hoshaya, that they're arguing about whether Misasik B'Shabbos is Chayiv or Pater, and that goes against what Shmuel's understanding was, that everyone agrees you're Pater when it comes to Misasik B'Shabbos. And here we see that it's actually Machlokas tonight. So Gemara says, lo, that's not the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda's understanding and Rabbi Shimon Shizuri's understanding. Misasik Divrei HaKol Pater. Everyone holds like Shmuel's understanding that Misasik and Shabbos is Pater. What's the Machlokas here in this case? Do Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Savar Shachach Milaket milibo b'shem echad hakochayv. That when it comes to Rabbi Shimon understands the case, that let's say the guy had kavana to pick this fig, and then he forgot that initial kavana, then had kavana to pick fig number two, and he ended up picking fig number one. He picked his initial kavana, similar to what he saw yesterday. Divrei HaKol Chayiv. Everyone agrees it's Chayiv, even though he wasn't thinking of the same exact fig, but it was still all fig. That, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri thinks, everyone thinks you're Chayiv, both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Ki pligi, when are they arguing according to Rabbi Shimon Shizuri? B'shnei Shemos, where he initially wanted to pick figs, and then he forgot, and then wanted to pick grapes, but then he ended up picking figs anyways, which is what his initial kavana was. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer, who says chayiv, Rabbi Yeshua says poter, when there's shnei shemos of shachach milaki milibo. And Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, now this is so confusing because there's so many different layers here, but we'll do the best we can to understand this. Rabbi Yehuda says, savar lo shna b'shem echad, lo shna b'shnei shemos pligi. Just like they argue when shnei shemos of figs and grapes, even within one shame, which means if they had in mind to pick one grape and then thought to pick another grape, and then ended up picking the first grape, even that case is a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, according to the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, while Rabbi Shimon Shizui thought in that case they both agree one would be chayv. And that's an afkamina, and although it's confusing, it has no, for our purposes, it has no bearing on the conversation of Misasik. Misasik b'Shabbos, everyone agrees still that you're pater. Rav Amar, Rav says no, tayid the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machlokas and Rabbi Shimon Shizui's understanding of the machlokas. The nafkamina is likdam ikibanayu, the order in which you pick them. So we have to look at Rashi to appreciate what's going on here. If you look at Rashi halfway down the page, likdam ikibanayu. Sheniskavin lilaket zo tchila v'acharkach zo. He had in mind to pick this one and ended up picking another one. So he wanted to pick A and then pick B afterwards. A and B was the order. But he initially picked B before A. So in this case, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri's understanding is Sari. Im Mishem Echad, if both A and B are both the same type, they're both figs, let's say. Divrei Kochayiv, even though he went out of order, he picked B before A, it's still Shem Echad, it's still grapes, and therefore you're Chayiv according to all opinions. Hova Shem Echad. So in the end of the day, you did both of what you wanted to accomplish. We don't care that you picked the earlier one later and the later one earlier. That's all chayv according to.
Both, A and B.
But out of order, though. He picked B and then A.
So he wanted A and he picked B. He picked B.
He wanted to do A and then B, but he did B and then A. So he did out of order, but who cares? In the end of the day, Lamaisa, he had both of them. So that everyone agrees are chayv. Ki pligi, what is there machlokas according to Rabbi Shimon Shizuri? Bishnei shemos. If there are two shemos, if there's a, he wanted to pick a fig and then a grape, but he picked a grape and then he picked a fig. In that case, Rabbi Eliezer mechayv chatas. Why you chayv chatas? Hol lishneim niskavin lishneim also. Because in the end of the day, he wanted to pick both and he picked both. Below ichbat lam b'machtin v'memuchar. He doesn't care about the order. You have a fig and a grape in your hand. In this case, however, Rabbi Yeshua poter. He thinks you're poter. Hol ubishas lekitas kolachas v'achas. Lo lazehu mechavin havek misasik poter. Because when he picked B, he really had in mind A. And when he picked A, he really had in mind B, and therefore, since his kavana didn't align with what was being done, in that case, Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter. That's all the understanding of Rabbi Shimon Shizuri's his pshat to the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds differently about what Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Eliezer would hold in this case. Rabbi Yehuda Savar explains Rashi, even in one shame, even if it's a grape A and grape B, and that's out of order, even there would be a machlokas. Okay, fine. So we could stop there in terms of this.
Predictable that there would be putter, something that the one that you want, that out of order, your putter. Meaning he knew this is shogeg or this is mazik?
This is shogeg.
He knew it's Shabbos and he knew it's a maleches asura. He just did it out of order.
Yeah, correct.
It's unbelievable. That
yeah.
He wants A and B and
no, because the kavana didn't align with the mice. To be chayv chatas, your kavana and mice have to be the same. So here it's not aligned.
It's still pretty.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so crazy, but it's hard to just wrap your head around because it's just so confusing, the different different details. But
according to the shita, it's like you should definitely you should
yeah.
I
don't know.
If you want to cut two fruits and you ended up with both fruits but in different order.
No, because the mice and melechas machshavas is important. Comes to Shabbos. Okay, so then the Gemara brings a Raiva. Hatani, the Raisa says, Hayulafad of Shay Teros Tolkos, let's say you have two candles that are lit. Viniskabein Lechabos Ezo Vichiba Ezo. You wanted to extinguish one, and you ended up extinguishing another one. You wanted to do this one, and then that one afterwards. Lahalik Ezo Vahalik Ezo, you wanted to light this one, but you lit the other one. So then the din is, in those cases, you're Misasik and you're Pater. But let's say lahalik ulechabos. Let's say you wanted to light candle A, and then you wanted to extinguish candle B. But instead, your chiba first you extinguish B, and then hidlik, then you light candle A. B'neshima achas, by blowing just once, by blowing, you know, you could extinguish a fire, but also you could add fuel to a fire. You could have it get bigger. So one neshima. So then he ended up extinguishing one before lighting the other one. He wanted to do a light and then extinguish, but instead he extinguished and then light. In that case, you're chayiv because it's all one up bavas achas, and you're chayiv in that case. But if he did it b'shtei neshimas, if he did it two different stages, two different breaths, so then he's pater because since he did it out of order, he first extinguished candle B and then lit A. That was out of order, not his kavana. So therefore, you're pater. That's the raya, that going out of order is going to exempt a person from a carbon chatas. So the Gemara now asks Pshita. It's obvious in a case where he, with one breath, he both extinguished and lit two different candles. Of course you're chayv. Why would you think not? So Mal the same, what would you think? Lo yisavid b'machshavasa. He didn't fulfill his intent. He wanted to light first and then extinguish the candle afterwards, the different candle afterwards. When he did his blowing, so it ended up being with his one ma'isa blowing, he ended up extinguishing B before lighting A. The Ema, one should say potter in that case because he did it out of order. Kamash Milan, he said in the end of the day, Nihi Dakdume Lo Makdim. Granted, he didn't really have the, he didn't extinguish for the lighting, but also Achori Nami Lo Macher. Because it's all one Bivas Achas. It's not really done in different stages. He wanted to do Halakha than a Kibur. He ended up blowing once, so the Kibur Halakha really took place at the same moment. So it wasn't that his intent was Daf could do Halakha first and do Kibur afterwards. It was just not to do Kibur before Halakha. But when he did all Bivas Achas, that's still considered a fulfillment of his initial intention, and therefore, in that case, Yechayiv, it is needed to teach such a Chiddush. Okay, the Gemara now says along the same lines of different kavanas of what's accomplished in two different actions being accomplished by one kavana. So Gemara quotes a braisa, tana rabbanan hachote gechalim, a person who scoops up gechalim. So it's important to know that, you know, when you take, let's say you have a grill of coals, the coals on top and the coals on the bottom. If I take it and dump it into a pot, then everything's going to be opposite. The top will be the bottom will be the top now. So now, hachote gechalim, a person who scoops up all these different coals, b'shabes, the din is chayv chatas. And he's chayv chatas, we'll explain in just a second. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, chayv shayim, chayv two, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Why two? Mipnei shum mechabes el yonos, ma'avirse tachtonos. Because you're dumping them now, the ones that were on the top initially were on fire, now you put them on the bottom of the other pot, the bottom one is now extinguished, and the ones that were on the bottom are now on the top, and they have all the access to oxygen, and now they becomes on fire. So you did Havar, you did Kibur, you mechaber, you're chayv two malachos according to the second opinion. So Gemara now wants to understand and appreciate this discussion a little bit clearer. B'mayaskinen, what's the case here? Idukam mechaberin lechabos lahavir, if his intent was both to extinguish and to fire, to fuel the fire, my time demanded potter. Why would anyone say potter in this case? He accomplished both of them. He should be chayv two chataos. He extinguished the top ones, which are now on the bottom, and he was mavir the bottom one, which was now on the top. So my time at the Madim Pot, Ella must be a case, the Lokam Mechavin Lahavir, where he did not have intent. He had no intent to light the fire at all. He just wanted to extinguish the top ones. It was on fire, so he just dumped into a pot, and the bottom ones became extinguished. And the top ones happened to turn on fire, but he didn't care about them burning. So if that's the case, the whole Kavanah was simply kibui of the Tachtonim, my time of demand in Mechayiv. So why would one say Yechayiv Tarti too? The top ones, the Elyonos, that the Tachtonos that now became Elyonos, we don't care that they became on fire. That wasn't his intent. He should only be Chayiv one for kibui of the top ones going to the bottom. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Chanina, Dami Tervaya, both of them hold Kegon Shinis Kavin Lechabos HaElyonos Kidei Lahavir Es HaTachtonos. His intent was really to do both, really. But let's see, what's the machlokas then? So he wanted to extinguish the top ones, so he put them on the bottom, and by doing so, in order to fuel the bottom ones and have them turn on fire. So what's the case here? The Tanakama Savar, that Mikalkel Bavara Pater, and Rabbi Yezab Rabbi Tzadok Amar Chayiv. So what's the machlokas a little bit? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, all the way in the bottom now, four lines up, he says, "Kidei lahavir es hatachtonos." You wanted to extinguish the top ones in order to give fuel and oxygen to the top one, the bottom ones which are now top. Kolomar, lahavir es hatachtonos lo tzahavir tzarech. You didn't really need to burn the bottom ones. Ella lechibo hayonos hayisa ikur kavanasa. Your ikur kavana was to extinguish the top ones, so you dump them into a pot, so now they're in the bottom. Shahaya nafach, the guy was a blacksmith. The tzarech lahapchavim, he needed some of the ashes, the soot to work with. His intent was to extinguish the top ones, which were very big. He wanted to soften them, turn them to ashes. Even though he knew the result of doing this will actually inflame the bottom ones, now they're going to be placed on the top. What that means is, his kavanah was to extinguish the top ones by putting them in the bottom. He knew the outcome, the result would be the bottom ones, which would now be in the top, would burn, but he didn't really care about them burning. Now, what happens is when the top ones burn, then when the bottom ones now go to the top and burn, you're now destroying them because you don't really need them. You're trying to put out the fire. So now, in doing so, you're being makalkel, the bottom ones, like you're wasting them unnecessarily. But that's happening anyways. So the question is, when you're accomplishing havara on the top ones, but they're kilka where you don't really need it, is that going to be pater achayev? Because we know kol makalkelin in general by Shabbos, whenever you destroy something, if I write something that's destructive, that's kilka. That's not chayev kosev. It's aser, but it's not a chayev achat. That's because of b'derek kilka. So if you do havara, b'derek kilka is a chayev or not? So according to the Tanakhama, kilka b'havara, if you're burning something where you're not gaining from, that's called kilka in your pater. But Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok holds your chai because the whole nature of burning is always destructive. You can never define it as constructive. It's always destructive, and therefore, even when it's b'der kilka, where you're having no benefit from it, that still is a keem of havara and would be chai a second melacha. And v'chein amar, back to the Gemara, v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan b'nafach shana, we're talking about a nafach, whose intent was to extinguish the top one so that he could have ashes and whatever he used them for his trade. So the end of the Gemara says, after having this discussion, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan comments, I'd kind of up until now, lo nisgal satama shehalachazu. I didn't know the answer until now. We finally figured out the essence of this discussion. Great. Gemara now,
so what would be the case when he's chayav shtayim?
No, because according to Rabbi Lazar, he thinks Makalka by Havara is Chayev. So you're Chayev.
Only by Havara.
No, a Kiboy, everyone agrees, Kiboy, you're Chayev in this case. Because his Kavan is for Kiboy, he needs the ashes, he's a blacksmith. Everyone agrees you're Chayev at least one. The question is, are you Chayev in the Havara as well?
Because he needs the ashes.
Exactly. So Kiboy is for Toelas. He needs the ashes to whatever the blacksmith needs it for. To make his, I don't know what he does. Okay, so then the Gemara says in the last line of the Amud here, Ami bar Avin, Rabbi Chananan bar Avin, these two brothers, the Amri Tavayo, both of them hold, and going on to a very short daf, a very rare increase is so short. So, Kigon Chiniskaven Lechabos Ula Havir. His intent was both to do Kiboy and also to do Avar at the same time. Okay, so very simple. So, of course, you're Chayv to Chatelas. Why would you think only one? So Gemara says this hinges on a very fundamental machlokas, which we've seen many times throughout Shas, the Tanakhama Savar La Krabi Yosi, that the Amar Havar La Laviatas. We know the pasuk doesn't tell us any melachas at all. We know there are 39 melachas, and then a number of reasons. Either it says Lo Sasa Melacha B'Shabbos 39 times, Eila Dvarim, the Gemara says, Eila is the Gematria of 36, and Hadvarim is two plus another ha. Hey, it's another one. It's 39. We have 39 melachas for various reasons, but which melachas are? That's all mesora. There is just one melacha that's mentioned in the Torah. That's los devaru ish b'chol moshe v'seichem. So why was havara singled out from all the other 38 melachos? So the Gemara explains havara l'lav yatzas. It comes to tell us that havara is unique. That while all other 39 melachos are chayv achatas and chayv misa, Havara is only chayv lav, only malchus, and therefore doesn't warrant a carbon chata. So that's pshat, why you hold that it's only lav, it's only a chatas on a keyboard, but havara does not generate a chatas. But Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Savarla, Kribi Nosan, the Amar, you know why havara is singled out? Havara l'chalik yatzas. So it's telling us, just like havara is its own malacha, so too all the other malachas are its own malachas, and they can each mechayiv separate karbanos. So you could have as many as 39 chataos if you're over 39 melachos, but it is still considered an av, and that's chayiv skila, chayiv kares, and chayiv achatas. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar B'Tzadok holds you chayiv two melachos, two chataos, one for a kiboy and one for avar as well. Rav Amar, Rava says, lahaktim ikabinayim. So Gemara says the difference between the Shita of Tanakama and the Shita of Rabbi Elazar B'Tzadok, one or two, is lahaktim. That's the nafkamina. So what does that mean, lahaktim? So if you look at Rashi on the top here, of Chalfam and Beis, lahaktim ikabinayu, two lines down, says Rashi, that shiniskavin lahadlik tchila v'charkach l'chabos. His intent was first to light candle A, and then afterwards to extinguish it. V'hidlik v'kiboy b'chatich achas, and he ended up in one swoop of the coal, we're talking about coals now, not candles, but coals, by doing so, he ended up, by scooping them up, he caused both the lighting and the extinguishing at the same time. The Tanakhama, Chayish Lemukta Me'uchar. Tanakhama was concerned, his intent was to first light and then do keyboard. And you don't have the right order here. You can't be Mechayev twice because he didn't do the right order. the Shema Kava Tchila, perhaps since he did it with Vas Achas, maybe we should be concerned that the Kibur took place before the Halakha. Ulamiftre below Klum, but to let him off the hook entirely, not Milo, you can't do that either, because the Nehidak Dume Lo Akdim, granted he didn't have one earlier than the other one, Achori Namila Achar, he also didn't have one afterwards, it happened Bavas Achas. So Kach Machayev Chadi, you chayev only one according to Tanakama. Pretty simple. This is talking about extinguishing candles, as coals rather, as opposed to the candles. Like we said before, he doesn't care about the order, and therefore he chayev twice. That is the nafkamina between these two opinions. And then comes along Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi Amar, you know what the machlok is between Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok is with regards to the Gechalim and Chayv 1 or Chayv 2? He says, Kagon Shiniskavein Lechabos V'Huvara Me'alem. No, the Kavana, before we said the Kavana was to do both. He wanted to do both Havara and Kibbut. Rav Ashi says, no, his Kavana was simply to do Kibbut. He's a blacksmith. They need ashes. He wanted to extinguish the coals. He didn't care about the top coals at all. Havara, no Havara. It happened Me'alem. It happened on its own. But that wasn't part of his calculation at all. So therefore, it becomes an Indian of Davar Shinim Eskavein. Why? Tanakama Savarla, Krebi Shimon Damar Davar Shinim Eskavein Pater. He had zero intention about what was going to happen on the Tachtonim that now became the Elyonim, that now became on fire. He doesn't care. It was completely off his radar, and therefore, Davar Shem is Kavin is Pater. But Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Savar Lak, Rabbi Yehuda, Damar, Davar Shem is Kavin, Chayv. Granted, you didn't care about those coals that are catching fire now, but it happened, and you're still responsible. You're Chayv, a separate Chatas for the Havara as well. And the Braisa finishes off the parak as follows: Tani Rabbanon Hachote Gecholim B'Shabbos. A guy who fills up a pan, a pot of some sort of coals, Lischamim Behem, in order to warm up, Vuvar Me'alem, and they end up burning on his own. His intent wasn't for them to burn. His intent was to warm up. And Tani Chaso, but the Havar took place on its own. So one Braisa says, what's the obligation in this case? Tani Chada Chayiv, Tani Idach Pater. So one Braisa says he's chayv in this case, one Braisa says he's pater in this place, in this case. So how the Tanya chayv, the one who holds your chayv in this case, kasavar, mulacha, shenzichul gufa, your chayv aleha. So this is not, we have every like case of Shabbos comes up here. This is like a microcosm of all Shabbos. We spoke about kilkel, darshin miskave, now mulacha shenzichul gufa. So here, his intent was to get heat, not to create a mulacha of havara. But Havar happened, but that wasn't what the...
He just wanted to spread them out as opposed to make them stronger.
He wanted to spread them out.
He wanted to move them.
He wanted to move them to another pot to create heat.
I want heat here. And they're over there.
Yeah. Without changing anything.
You know, he moved them to another pot, but he wanted to have heat here in this corner of the room, let's say. Now that happens to create Havar as well. It burns them, but that wasn't what his purpose was. So... Well, you know, Darshim is Kavin is when something else happens. You know, I'm doing Malacha A, and then Malacha B happens. But this is all in the same action. Within the same Malacha, you have two results. One is you've created heat, but you've also created Havara. So that's called a Malacha Shein Tzichul Gufa. You're doing a Malacha, but you don't need the essence of the burning. So in that case, the one who holds the Chai, because he holds in general, Malacha Shein Tzichul Gufa is Chai Valeha. But the Hatzatana, that Bryce who holds Pater, Kesavar Melacha, Shenet Tzuchel Gufa, is Pater Leah, and that's why you're Pater in that case. Hajjalach, Safek, Chaylev, Chaylev, yeah.
It would seem from here that he really, because it's the Haina who is Tzuchel Gachalim, Kedele Fazeret, Achon, Shelayim, Ba'avir. It's not that he wants to change the place, he just wants to spread out the heat.
Yeah, he wants heat, exactly. Whether it's spread.
Place or no.
No, gechote means to scoop them up. I don't know if it means to spread it out necessarily or just transfer it to some other area of the house or wherever you are. You want the heat. But when you transfer the heat, that's also burning the coals more. But you don't care about burning the coals. You care about creating heat and transferring the heat. And therefore, that's called the melacha shen shich legufa. And that's a debate whether you're chayv or...
Meaning he wants the same amount of heat, but he doesn't want... the same amount of fire, but he doesn't want to increase the fire. Like, what was his melacha here?
Melacha was havara.
Havara, right.
Right, but he didn't care about the Havara. He cared about the...
He cared that it should stay the way it's now.
No, he just wanted to bring... Yeah, he wanted to stay, but he wanted the coal somewhere else.
He didn't want to have to create more fire.
Correct.
And that's the part that it's... That's Shein Tzuchel.
Exactly. Okay, let's begin now the fifth parak of Maseches Krisus. So Krisus is, if you want to learn about the Isser of eating dam, so Maseches Krisus is the Masech, and this is the parak to learn about it. The Mishnah begins, the parak begins, Achal Dam Shechita, a person eats a Shechita of a behema, the animal is shechted, a behema b'chai b'of. So eating that blood from the Makom Shechita, or whether the animal is a Temeim, Bein Torm, whether it's a kosher animal, a non-kosher animal, or if it's dam nechira, if it wasn't shechta properly, it just was killed, or someone ripped off its neck, let's say, that's dam nechira, blood from that. Dam ikor, if a person had uprooted its simanim, its kind of eveshet, and the blood from that makom, and the dam of a kaza, if you bloodlet the animal, that blood, shanashama yotiba, in which the blood that released the neshama of the animal, all these cases, one who eats this, such a dam is chayvel of karis, that results in karis. Dam atchul, which is blood from the spleen, I believe, right? Dam halev, blood from the heart. Dam beitzim, dam blood found in the eggs. Dam chagavim, of grasshoppers. Dam hatams, is blood that came from the animal after the animal already died, and blood is just continuing to seep out. That's dam hatamtis. All those types of dam, ein chayavim alav. You're not chayav karis. We'll see in the pasuk how we know this. And Rabbi Yehuda, mechayav bedam hatamtis. In this one of the cases, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, you are chayav on eating dam tamtis, you are chayv karis. So that's the discussion in the Mishnah. So Gemara now says, "Kol tebraisa tana rabbanan." The source of such a discussion: "Kol dam lo sochelu sochlu." No one should eat any blood. Shemayani. Just reading that part of the pasuk, I would have assumed afilu dam halchishtaim. Even the blood of a person should be chayv karis as well. And dam beitz and blood that's found in the eggs of chickens, and dam chagavim and dam dogim and hakol bechlau. That's what I mean. Kol dam lo sochlu. Don't eat any blood. Tamalomer, the Pasuk says, no, it says, kol dam lo sochlu, la'of l'behema, from of a bird, and that of, from, that of a behema. Ma'of l'behema, miyuchadim sheish ben tuma kala, v'tuma chamura. Just like a bird and behema have different levels of tuma, that tuma kala is if it's considered ochel, food. Tuma kala is that it could receive tuma from an avatuma. Avatuma is tumas meis, a sheret, a nevela. It can become a tuma kala, a low level tuma it could receive. It could be a tuma kala of an ochel. It also has tuma chamura in that if an animal is a nevela is an avatuma, that's tuma chamura. So just like behem and oh for both tuma kala and tuma chamura, so av so too. And also yeshba and isra v'heter, there are certain items that can be eaten, certain times it can be mutter to eat, before shchita, after shchita. Behein min basar, they're also types of basar. So af kol, so too, sheyesh ban tumakala. So anything else has a tumakala. Otsi dam mehal cheshayim, to exclude the blood of a human being who walks on 2 feet. Why? Sheyesh ban tumachamur. We have tumachamur, that a person can be avatuma when he dies, but vein ban tumakala. He cannot become an ochel. We never call a person, a human being, a food, and therefore there's no tumakala. So the blood of an adam is not aser, is not chayv kares. And then further says the Braisa, Oti dam shratzim, I'll also exclude the blood of shratzim, shein behem tumachamura, that has doesn't have a tumachamura, the dam shratzim, that it cannot be metame, a person, an adam, to metame his begadim as well. And v'otzi dam beitz, in the blood of eggs, shein min basar, it's not called flesh. And dam dogim, dam chagavim, shekula heter, that you could eat all fish. You don't need to shecht fish. Whatever is kosher fish, you don't have to shecht it. If it's a kosher fish, it has the proper simanim. If it's a kosher grasshopper, it has the proper simanim, it's mutter. There's no iser heter. As opposed to behema chaya, you need an oaf, you need a shchita before and after. There's the iser, and then there's a heter. And then the Gemara says further, la'of l'behema. It says those words in the pasuk. So e ma'of, maybe you should conclude. Conclude that ma'of she'ein bo kalayim. There's no Indian of kalayim of different types of the feathers of making a shatnez of feathers doesn't exist. Only by wool and linen. So af behema she'ein bo kalayim. So maybe the iser dam should only be by animals that are not subject to kalayim. But that those animals that are subject to kalayim should not be aser. Tamalomer v'la behema. No, the behema means any animal. I don't care whether the behema is subject to shatnez or not subject to shatnez. Behema includes all types of animals. E ma behema she'eno be'ema abanim. Just like a behema, that there is no iser, that there's no mitzvah of shulach hakein by a behema. So af of, so maybe by the bird, it should also only be aser she'eno ela be'ema abanim. Only types of birds, like of tamei, non-kosher bird, where there's no mitzvah of shulach hakein. So Tamalomer, la'of l'behema. We learn from la'of all birds, even the non-kosher birds, even though there's no mitzvah shulach hakein. And then from behema, all animals, even those animals that are not subject to shatnez. And that's the end of the brisa. Okay, so we'll stop here. And the Gemara is going to finish off in analyzing this brisa, the discussion of the Isser Dam.
Shouldn't we go around?